Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, it is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. And what a day for him to be in, because it's a TV theme song Thursday.
We don't need to bring Jonas in.
No, we need Jonas.
Oh, man. TV theme song, every crummy song from the 20s.
Come We're going to do that. Jonas, you know it. You know? So there it is. We got so much to do, so little time, and yes, the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Mr. Jonas Knox, yes. How are you, buddy?
It's been good. We're just hanging out. You and I haven't done a national show together in quite some time. We've done some local stuff in L.A., and we had to take out the pickaxes and kind of remind some Dodger fans and some Laker fans out there as to what the situation really was, not to ball wash their teams and their organization. So, we've got some stuff. We got a little bit of Tom Brady. We got arrogant Dodger fans belittling the Padres, the return of Anthony Davis. There is so much stuff to get to here, Rob Parker. This is one of the busiest shows we've ever had. It is topics galore. As the in-laws would say, there is a pinata above my head, and there are topics inside of it.
No doubt. And when they bust it open, tacos are coming out of there, my man.
Right, there it is. There he is, folks. Yeah, I agree. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What is this? Oh my God.
Unbelievable. With Cinco de Mayo right around the corner, you gotta talk like this.
I'm leaving to Mexico.
What? It's all good. It's a taco's a dirty word. Is that what am I missing?
Well, it depends.
My God, we're gonna Jonas. This
it's
is gonna
over.
Be with trouble. It's already
it's
first two
yeah.
minutes in. When we were
over.
On AM 570 LA Sports. I mean, have you heard that show? People were we went at it. It was laughs and giggles for 3 hours.
You know what the problem is with us? We cannot resist going where majority, like 99% of real professional broadcasters would not go in the direction we would go, but we can't help it. It's like taking a drunk, an alcoholic into a liquor store and saying, now whatever you do, don't look at anything or don't try anything, and we can't. We have to. We have to go to places and go to dark places, which we probably shouldn't, but that's why the show is what it is, Rob Parker.
No doubt about it, and let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew so we can get started with this show, and I could rip Tom Brady a new one, and we can go from there, you know? I mean, let's just do it. Let's welcome in Rob G., of course, our producer. Alex is our engineer, as always. And yes, David Gascon is at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. And Jonas, I don't know if you saw Twitter today.
Yeah.
I let everybody know if you come on my Twitter and you're going to be a little salty, or you're trying to be slick, or you say something mean-spirited, you get blocked on Rob Parker's Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
No, I heard about that. Yeah, I heard, but at least, you're not deleting it and then not really apologizing afterwards.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. That was somebody else I got confused with. Sorry
yes,
about that.
We'll
get to that later on.
Matter of fact, Jonas, here it is, just in case you missed it. It's my Twitter, and I'll block if I want to. Block if I want to. Block if I want to.
Christ.
You would block too if they tried to diss you.
Why did I say yes?
Oh my, there we go.
Why did I?
great work by Alex and Elijah. Put together some video to go along with it for social media, and it was there. But all right, Jonas, let's get started.
It's literally like at a certain point I start to feel bad for Elijah. It's almost like if you had, I don't know, just, you know, this purely hypothetical. If you had like somebody who was your producer and you were making them put together your receipts for taxes.
What?
You know, it's almost like if that were to happen. You know,
Rob
like
Parker.
Not that would ever happen with Rob Parker. I'm just saying, no, like if me? It were to happen, it'd be crazy if it did.
Rob G, are you telling our secrets?
Wow. I didn't have to say anything. Jonas walked in and saw me with an accounting hat.
I was in studio and I see Rob Guerra putting in a password to TurboTax. And I'm like, what are you doing? We're trying to do a show.
Well, he's just helping me out.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I ain't paying for that.
Unbelievable.
And he didn't.
No, I'm not paying. No, let's get started. Tom Brady.
Yes.
You know, this kills me. The NFL has a new rule, I guess. They just adopted a new rule that allows more flexibility when it comes to numbers worn on players' jerseys. You know that for a long time, certain players could only have certain numbers. It was a way of identifying them and whatnot. But now, players can now wear any numbers. They can wear like a single digit, right? At one point, it was tight ends and wide receivers. 1-49 or 80-89. Offensive linemen could wear 50-79. Defensive linemen can wear 50-79 and 90-99. And linebackers, 1-59 and 90-99.
Yeah.
That's all out the window, Jonas. What did you think when you heard about this?
Well, so I didn't, and this is what makes Tom Brady great. And listen, I'm just reading what Rob Parker has put down on paper here. These are Rob Parker's thoughts that I'm going to relay here on the air because Rob Parker feels the exact same way.
Oh yeah, but I doubt that.
He trusts me being able to represent him in a way that he can kind of sit back and you know, it's been a busy week and just sort of kick his feet up here. This is what makes Tom Brady wonderful, great, special, and a guy that you've looked up to for going on 2+ decades. Because while everybody else is celebrating the idea of, a defender, a linebacker can now wear number 8, you know, Jalen Ramsey can wear number 2 if he wants to, or number 1, or whatever number they were throwing out for Jalen Ramsey. Like all these other defensive players that can now change the way that they look, a la like they're in college all of a sudden. Tom Brady didn't look at it like who's going to sell the most jerseys now? Tom Brady looked at it from a football standpoint, and he said, so hold on a second. Now you're telling us that we've got to get confused by who's where, what defender is here. We can't make the proper reads and the proper adjustments, which is just another example of why you have always been leading the charge on this, that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, not just for what he does on the field, Rob Parker, and what he does on the up and up with no cutting of corners and nothing like that ever in his career or on his resume.
Okay.
But the fact that Tom Brady has identified a flaw with this when everybody was celebrating it, just goes to show you what a true football genius he is.
Tom Brady, as usual, and you know none of that you just said came out of my mouth. I want no part of it, but this kills me. And Rob G took to Twitter, and he was spot on. He said the things that Tom Brady has a problem with is linebackers wearing a single-digit jerseys, right? Here are the things that Tom Brady doesn't have a problem with. Illegally recording opposing sidelines.
Yeah.
Stadium cutting audio to opposing defensive, opposing coaches' headsets.
Yeah.
Deflating footballs. The tuck rule. All the stuff that helps him win. I don't remember Tom Brady. I remember Tom Brady destroying his phone and never explaining why he had 100 text messages to a ball boy that he claims he didn't even know. I mean, 100 messages. You must be having a relationship. I mean, and then to say that you don't know him? How in the world could you text somebody 100 times and not know what possibly could you be talking to a ball boy about other than the ball? So this is Tom Brady, as usual, gee whiz, Jolly Gee, you know, all this other stuff. Aw shucks. Tom Brady is like all up in arms, getting dandruff over the idea that a linebacker could wear number one. Oh, I'm confused. Let me see. The guy standing on the other side of the defense in the middle of the field, I don't know who that is. Do you need a number to identify that he's a linebacker? I mean, come on, Tom Brady. Any simpleton could figure this out. Depending on, it can't be a tight end on the other side of the field. It can't be a running back on the other side of the field. Who is it? It's a linebacker. Look at how he's lined up, Mister. I can read the defenses. Are you reading the numbers or the defense? Taking to social media, calling it dumb, belly aching, typical Tom Brady. Where were you about Deflategate and talking about being fair and honest? Where were you when they caught you red-handed with Spygate, talking about cheating? Where were you? Nowhere to be found, Mr. Tom Brady. And now this is what you take to social media? I think I speak for everybody in NFL America outside of New England when I say, you make me sick. Get off of social media.
Hold on a second. All right. That is big talk from a guy who's got his own theme song and anthem now regarding blocking people on social media. All right. So that is big talk. You got a lot of balls. Speaking of ball boys, going on the air telling Tom Brady to get off social media. Let me just say this. You bring up Deflategate, you bring up filming the sidelines, all that stuff. Look, purely an accident. All right, there was nothing intentional there. Somebody just happened to leave the camera on. You ever been pocket dialed before? Somebody doesn't know they're dialing you, and all of a sudden you get a voicemail, and there's just like some ruffling around.
What you hear? You said pocket pool or pocket dialing?
Trying to figure out what we're doing. Yes, two ball quarter pocket. You ever notice it's no more than two ball quarter pocket in that game? But here's the thing. He's identified an issue he has with this, and I think he has earned the right to complain about some of the stuff that has happened in the NFL. I mean, he's had to deal with the fact that he's been accused of things like deflating footballs, which all he did was possibly take a little bit of air out of a football because he felt like it would give him a better grip. And then when he went ahead and did it the NFL's way, he went on to still go on to a Super Bowl that year. So it's not like he's using any of these advantages to quote unquote get an advantage and get a one up over anybody else. He just doesn't like the fact that they're trying to make his job a little bit more difficult. Just like you didn't like the fact that they raised the price of Diet Coke 12 cents at a Pollo Loco when you tried to get a drink there one time. So Tom Brady spoke out against it, just like you have spoken out against some of the grievances you've had in your life. And I feel like we should respect him for it because he is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Oh my, would you please stop? It is unbelievable. I just wish he cared about the cheating scandals and trying to make it fair rather than belly aching about something that in the grand scheme of the NFL doesn't really matter, Jonas. Come on, man. What? You don't know what player is where and what player is who by position? Who's the number? What? I don't care about the number. Are you really looking at it? And first of all, aren't the numbers only in the back in the NFL?
Well, there's a lot of ways I could respond to that. All of them are going to get me fired. I'm not going to
do
that.
Yeah, don't do it.
No, I won't do it. But can I throw a couple of conspiracy theories at you that I think you might be able to be a little bit interested in that would go in your favor? Now, I don't believe that these are true, but if I wanted to play conspiracy theorists as to what Tom Brady's really upset about, let me see if you buy into either of these. Number one. How much of this has to do with the fact that all of a sudden a bunch of defensive players who have never gotten the opportunity to wear single-digit numbers and single-digit numbers that look so much cooler than the bulky ones that they've got to wear, how much of that do you think is going to impact jersey sales and knock Tom Brady down near the top of the list, and maybe that's what's bothering him? Maybe there's a little bit of that. Maybe that he's got a little
bit
of an issue.
Could be a little bit. So jersey envy, right? Somebody's number might be bigger than his.
Yeah.
I'm talking about selling wise.
That is true. By the way, welcome to Trough Talk Thursdays with Rob Parker here as we will continue to roll on. So there could be a little bit of that maybe he's looking around going, okay, this bothers me. I want my merchandise to be here, and all of a sudden these guys are going to jump in. And here's the other one. Maybe he's laying the groundwork, similar to what LeBron James did last year when it came to the bubble. You remember when LeBron James made it a point to tell everybody, man, it's going to be a lot harder to pick the season back up when you're an older player based on, your body just doesn't react all that way.
Oh, yeah, no, he was trying to sell that story, right.
100% to try and build that narrative. I wonder if maybe this is a little bit of Tom Brady trying to build the narrative that if next year he has success and continues to have success, he can say, and I did this while the NFL was trying to screw me over and make it more confusing to read defenses. So if you're looking for conspiracy, those two I'll buy into 100%.
All right, we want to hear from you, no doubt about it. Do you wish Tom Brady was as upset about all the Patriots cheating scandals as he is about this damn jersey numbers? 877-996-6369. That's 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple with Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard on a TV theme song Thursday, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay,
ball boys.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. Three's Company, too.
Jack and Coke, no Coke. Thank you.
There you go. Hey, yeah. Let's meet over at the Regal Beagle after the show, all right?
Beagle.
It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard. And yes, it is a TV theme song. Thursday, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And dealing with the dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you. Tom Brady, he should be worried about all the cheating that's been going on rather than damn uniform numbers. We want to hear from you. Are you with Brady or like Jonas, or are you against Brady like yours truly?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know why this hate against Tom Brady, who's clearly identified a flaw with the system, and he's tried to expose the league for it. But apparently, you're not into to individuality in the NFL and somebody thinking for themselves. And so you want him to just go along with it like everybody else. We do have, if you would like to hear from the people here who will no doubt be supporting Tom Brady, let's first go to Mobile, Alabama, where William is listening here on Fox Sports Radio. William, you're on with The Odd Couple. What's happening?
What's going on, fellas?
How you?
I'm all right. How you doing? I mean, Tom Brady the GOAT. He the GOAT and all that.
Damn,
but
right.
Me acting like numbers change week to week. Like, they ain't going to change. They're going to have the same number. You watching the same film, you're going to have the same number on
Hello.
The film.
Hello. Thank you. What is this?
Yeah. I don't understand that. Like, Let the players wear what number they want to wear. They've been wearing that number since they've been a kid.
Tom Brady is a big baby, changes diaper, that he's worried about this. I mean, seriously. What is he worried about? Worked up about?
All right, William, let me ask you a question. You don't have to tell me what company you work for, but what do you do for work? Like what is your profession?
I work at a hospital. I'm patient transport supervisor.
Okay, so if all of a sudden you came in one day and you just found new gurneys and new equipment, you'd probably be looking around going, hey, listen, I can still do the job because I trust myself, but what the hell is with this? Are you guys going to get, you know, like, so this is Tom Brady. He's looking around. All of a sudden they got a new gurney. They got new blood pressure machines in the hospital, and nobody gave him the heads up about this.
You know what? Thanks for the call. That would be like, I could see Tom Brady playing in the NBA in the 50s going, What? No laces? What did they do? They just took the laces off the ball. How am I supposed to shoot this?
That's one of the worst.
Everything's not funny.
Oh, my God. One of the worst counter arguments I've ever had on the air. All right. Let's go to a blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington. Blind, what's happening?
What's happening, Rob Parker and Jonas Knox? This show's awesome so far.
Thanks,
thank you, buddy. We're having fun.
Yeah, I don't understand why this is, like, such a big deal. I don't get why he's upset. It's a number. Who cares? Like, if you want to be a wide receiver that wears number 2, cool. If you want to be a quarterback that wears 89, cool. Well, why does it matter? Like, and I think
it doesn't matter. You're right. It's just so silly.
And if he complained about us cheating, it would just make him look like crap. So he's not going to do that. Like, I don't get that.
No doubt.
I feel it. Now, blind Seahawks fan, you are obviously you remember Seahawks Patriots in that Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah.
That one? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why you got to rub it in his face, Jonas?
I needed to find out why he was so against Tom Brady. And so,
I'm not against him.
He just understands that this doesn't make any sense.
It shouldn't
be a
story.
Yes. I mean, it's not a story. It's a slow news day. And guys like Jonas.
What do you mean?
Guys like Jonas loves this.
Hey, I was serious when I said that we've got a pinata above our heads, Rob Parker, and they're filled with topics in the world of sports. And I told you, I mean, Tom Brady's issue with jersey numbers is clearly topic A on a busy day. Yeah. I mean, it's
crazy.
Is
it topic A or taco A? Which one? I'm just trying to figure it out.
All right, let's go back to Alabama where Carl is listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Carl, what's happening?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think this proves he's the old as dirt and needs to get out of football. Oh, I mean, it's like, give me a break. I mean, how long has he been playing professional quarterback? 50 years. He needs to see a number to know what somebody is and what they're doing. He should be able to put on a blindfold and throw the football down the field at this point. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid that Brady's so worked up about this. Oh, good luck trying to protect the quarterback or knowing who's coming for the blitz or whatever. Look at it. They're lined up opposite you. You see that guy? I'm sure you don't look at it and be like, oh, well, he's wearing number 89, so he can't be coming, right? Or he's wearing 55. Come on, Tom, with that.
Look, Rob, if you walked into your studio to do the show tomorrow and all of a sudden somebody moved your whips and chains around on the wall, wouldn't that piss you off? Wouldn't that
just a little bit?
You know, like, I mean, like that would probably frustrate you that all of a sudden now you've got something different to look at when you've been looking at the same thing for all these years. Tom Brady clearly identified this as an issue, and he spoke out against it, and he had the bravery and the guts to speak out against it. I commend him for it. Good for him.
Yeah. Good luck. All right, we'll dive deeper into this with former All-Pro linebacker Sean Merriman. I wonder what number he would want to wear, you know, now that you could wear different numbers. He joins us next, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple... Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Now let's welcome in Sean Merriman, the former All-Pro linebacker and host of the Lights Out podcast. And you can reach him on Twitter at Sean Merriman. Sean, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Sean?
Doing good. Hey, me and Jonas have gotten into it because... Tom Brady should be as concerned about cheating in football as he is about what uniform number players are wearing. What he's making a big stink about the new rule players can wear any number, basically. Where are you on this? Is this that big of a deal? And if you could have wore any other number, would you have changed to a lower number or a different number?
You know what? I don't totally disagree with him on one part, right? I think that people are making it such a big deal, right? You're seeing people going back to their college numbers and the single digits. I'm like, okay, cool, it's a number. You still got to go and perform, right? So on that part of him, I do agree with, you know, I don't agree much with what Tom Brady got to say or anything he does, but on that part, I do think they're just making it too big of a deal. It's a jersey number. It's fun. You know, it sounds like they're trying to put some kind of fun back into football, which is always a good thing because they've taken a lot of it out of it over the years. But yeah, it's a big deal, guys. It's not a, you know, nothing serious to be talked about, and it's getting as much media attention as it has over the past week or so.
Yeah, well, it's just slow news day today, especially.
Yeah, I mean, it's either that or baseball games. So, you know, we had to
be quiet, Jonas.
Yeah, we got to go with the NFL here. But no, in all seriousness, Sean, every single year it seems the NFL comes out and there's different rule changes, things that they do differently, whether it's the onside kick or moving the extra point back, et cetera, et cetera. You being a former player, you being a guy who played at the highest level, if you could change one thing in the NFL, if you could make one rule change right now, the NFL came to you and said, dealer's choice, make the call.
Roger
rule
Goodell
would you
out
change?
Of work. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was not for me.
You know, it's hard to say, and I don't want to sound, barbaric or, you know, like I'm going back in old times, but I just feel that, you know, the hits to the head or the timing that a guy gets hit, you know, after he has 2 feet on the ground or whatever. It's almost as in a sense they're just protecting the offense side of the ball just so much. So that, or, you know, the quarterback hits around the neck, you know, those like petty things like that, I wish they can take away because you got 0.5 seconds, man, to make a decision like that. And you can cost your team severely. Just by, you know, slapping down top of the shoulder pads, right? You're as a pass rusher, you're just going by and you just get him around the neck, not even tackle him, but if you touch him around the neck, it's automatic flag. So that part of it, I just think that guarding the offensive guy just way too much and you're taking a lot of the fun and instincts out of the game of football.
Sean, do you feel, just a quick follow-up, do you feel like the NFL has made it, obviously, they've made it more difficult on the defensive side of it, but do you talk to other defensive players and say, man, it's so obvious there's a bias towards the offense in this league. It's so obvious that everything is slanted towards them. And if that's the case...
You mean like the NBA where you can't touch anybody defensively?
Exactly,
like that?
Exactly. Like, if that's the case, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to coach these guys up when like you said, you come anywhere near the head and you're going to get flagged and your team's out 15 yards?
Well, I can tell you this, it just all depends on who you ask, right? Because I had Roy Williams, who, you know, the safety for the Dallas Cowboys, on my podcast about a month ago, and, you know, that conversation was deep, right? Because now you have a guy who played the game full speed. He was going to lay you out no matter what. He wasn't going for interceptions. And so, you know, it's just depending on what era guys you talk to because, you know, you might have some guys that say, hey, man, you know, obviously there's a bunch of head trauma and you know, legal hits, and we're trying to protect guys. Then you got some guys saying, like, that's BS, right? I'm going in to make a hit. I'm going in to make a play. I should have an equal opportunity to go and make a play on the ball and have, you know, some leeway to go out and make a big play. So it's just a matter of what you talk to. And I just hate sounding like the old guy. I mean, I know I've been retired some years now, man, but I hate sounding like the old guy because when I was playing, you got the guys that played in the 80s and 90s and like, oh, you know, yeah, that football, they're soft now. We wore leather helmets and we, you know, didn't play with any teeth, right? I mean, these guys are just like, you know, I don't want to come across as the old hater to the younger generation, but there are just some rules, man. It takes the fun out of the game because you can't control it. If an offensive lineman is blocking you and you're being held, you're reaching, you're scratching and scrounging just to get the quarterback shoulder pad or just throw him off a little bit. And if you just grace his upper half, you know, you're going to get a flag. And that's just total, it's pointless to me.
Hey, Sean, you said you don't want to sound like that old guy, but we just took your comments, we put them through our translator, and this is what you sound like. Alex?
Hey, you damn kids! Get off my lawn!
All right. It would have been funnier if we were out the delay, but it's all good. It's so good. Sean Marion, of course, the former All-Pro linebacker, host of the Lights Out podcast, joining us here on The Odd Couple. Sean, what did you make of the Trevor Lawrence? You know, the quotes came out like, it's not end of the world. I'm not obsessed with football. I do my job. I study. I do everything I'm supposed to. The guy lost two games in college. Looks like he cares about winning, but a lot of people made a big deal about it. Would you rather a guy say the standard quotes that people want to hear and lie, or be honest and just, you know, tell people who he really is? Which one do you want?
No, I love it, because when I saw that, the first thing that came to my mind is, hey, I'm number one, and it doesn't matter whether I love football, like it, hate it, or anything indifferent. I'm going number one no matter what, right? And that's just the truth. And no one, not one of the 32 teams, is sitting back and saying, you know, Trevor Lawrence is not committed to football. Let's think about passing on him, right? Not one. And I don't, even if he came and said, hey, you know, football is not a big deal to me, and I just play it because I can and I like to make a lot of money, he's still going number one, no matter what.
Right.
And that was point proven. I think that a lot of people need to understand this too. This is the draft, you know, from the combine to the draft. This is the process. Right, this is the same thing. While we're seeing, you know, all the things said about justice, about Fields, and everything else, this is the point where people start to nitpick. They start to nitpick on your character. They start to nitpick on every quote or everything you say.
Your work ethic, right?
You know, they're nitpick. This is the time to do it. So I wasn't shocked when they came out and made a big deal about what he said, because they want him to say, "Hey, I love football. I eat, sleep, and breathe, and I go home and I think about my playbook." That's during this process. That's what a lot of GMs and coaches and front office, that's what they're looking for you to say. But he know in his heart of hearts, he's going number one no matter what. So he can say that.
Sean Merriman, last one for me before we let you go. What's it going to take? All right, I'm going to slide a blank contract across the table. How much is it going to take for you to get in the ring with Jake Paul and do what many people have been wanting to do for a long time and shut that guy up? How much is it going to take?
You know what? To be honest, man, I've trained with Jake, and I like the kid a lot. I just think he's bringing so much attention to himself. And it's a good thing, him, because attention in this game means you're going to get big paychecks, right? I mean, people pay for attention. And he's always going to have that until he goes out and fights a guy that's been doing it for a long time. But if I'm Jake Paul, I'll be doing just exactly what I'm doing, picking and choosing my battles until I'm ready. You know, I don't know what he made, maybe $5-plus million this last fight. Go and make another $5 or $10 million and then fight somebody when you're ready. Until then, you know, just sit back and watch me and keep getting his attention.
Yeah, good for him, man. Good for him.
Yep, and just don't drink any water around the cooler around him. I'm just, people are going down left and right. All right, there it is, Sean Merriman. I appreciate it. We appreciate you stopping by, giving us some knowledge here on The Odd Couple. Thanks, buddy.
You got it, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
You know what I'm saying? It might be a little sleepy juice in there, no? Maybe?
Oh, is this the when they used to spike drinks back in the day?
You know what I'm saying, right? I'm sleepy. I can't keep my eyes open.
What was the guy's name? Was it Aaron? I remember Aaron Pryor. Remember the boxer Aaron Pryor, who, by the way, was a savage, a great boxer.
Yep.
Remember Panama Lewis was his trainer? And I think Panama Lewis, there was reports that he had put something in his drink. Like that was one of the reports out there that he had given him
something. There's always been like rumors about that in boxing back in the old days when, you know, a cooler was just sitting there. You know, it could easily, no
like,
one's paying attention.
What's in the cooler? Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Not all publicity is good publicity, and LeBron James is learning that lesson the hard way. That's right. We'll explain it next. It's The Odd Couple with Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. Right here is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
On a TV theme song Thursday, Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard.
Yeah.
We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You know, Mayberry, North Carolina, right?
The Andy Griffith Show.
I never saw any black people in town. Did you?
6:05 Eastern Time on TBS.
Can you imagine if there was a black couple or somebody living in town? No.
See, well, I mean, you know, that's the perfect way to start off this segment, since we're going to be getting into a certain topic. That just the perfect way to do it. We had a parrot in my house growing up, and whenever that song came on, he whistled it.
Did he really?
He could whistle it from start to finish.
Yeah. Wow. The Andy Griffith Show, yes. Yep. But we are going to talk about LeBron James. And, you know, we've had so much emotion and everything going on, Jonas, after the verdict came out in the George Floyd case. And then there was another shooting. It just seems like it happens a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And in this case, it was a young woman who was shot by police in what appears to be that she was stabbing another girl. Rob G, you got all the details?
There was a fight, I guess, going on at someone's house, and this young woman called the police and said that she was being attacked, so she needed help. And when the cops got there, the person who called the police was actually wielding a knife. And she was attacking one of the other girls who was allegedly attacking her. And when the police officer rolled up, told her to stop, and it looked like she was going to stab the other girl. So he opened fire and shot her 4 times, killing her on the scene.
Yes. So LeBron tweeted out, Rob G and Jonas, something like, you're next?
Yes.
Yeah, and there was accountability, and he put the guy's picture up on social media.
Right.
Yeah.
And that since has been taken down.
Yeah.
And this is just the biggest thing, and you got to be real careful with these kind of things. And before you just go out and post people's pictures and say things about people, and I get where the temperature of the country is, Jonas, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I get all that, but you still have to be careful with all these cases. Everything's not the same. You got to know more about details. You just can't be rushing to put stuff out there. This is a little different from some of these other cases, right?
Where
someone was in harm's way, and I just don't understand, like, killing somebody, but I'm not a cop. I'm Jonas, you know, like, can you stop the person? Can you shoot them in the leg? Can you shoot them somewhere to stop the act? 4 bullets seems extreme, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not a trained cop, but I think that's why you have to be careful. These cases are all different.
Yeah, what LeBron did was dumb. You don't go on social media and start putting this guy's picture out with a "you're next" caption next to it, and then he deletes it because he realized he didn't have all the facts and the information. But then he comes back with like a double tweet. It's like, why not just come back and say, "I made a mistake. I let the moment get the best of me, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done what I did." But he didn't do that. It's the problem with social media, to where people are in such a rush to run to their Twitter account or run to their Instagram
without
and post
knowing
something.
Everything, right?
Exactly. Like you know this as well as anybody. You never rushed to run a story unless you knew you had all the information from whatever clubhouse you were working in and the people you talked to. You would never do that because it's reckless journalism. Well, we have a lot of people that are making reckless statements on social media without having all the information and the facts.
You have to be so careful, and that's why it came down. If it was okay, then he would have never taken it down. Do you know what I mean? So he realized that. All right, second hour's underway. We got so much to do. Sean Powell from the NBA.com. It is the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.